Welcome to It's Just Life with mother-daughter combo Karen and Gia. In this podcast, we'll chat about the ups and downs of life here on planet Earth. Come along for the ride.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to It's Just Life podcast. This is Karen, and I'm glad you're here with us today. And it is episode number 20. So thanks for hanging out there and hanging in there with us and being here for 20 episodes and listening in while we have another conversation. And today, Gia and I are going to be talking about obstacles and what to do when it feels like the universe is blocking you from making progress. But before we get into that, we wanted to start with our new feature, which is something positive. So, Gia, why don't you lead us off with something positive?
Sure. Hi, everybody. It's Gia here. I'm happy to be on our podcast today. Number 20 is my favorite number. It's my birthday, so I'm excited for this special podcast number. So we've introduced a new feature to each podcast. We want to talk about something positive that's going on in the world because it seems like we're getting all kinds of negative news in the media. And so we'd like to share something amazing that we've heard that's happened recently. And I found an awesome, adorable story that happened recently about this runner named Dion Leonard, who is a Scottish runner who was doing the yearly Four Deserts race series in China. And so he's an extreme marathoner and ran this 155-mile race in the Gobi Desert in China. And as he was on this race, there was a stray dog that started to run with him. And at first he just thought, you know, this dog was going to end up disappearing and running with other people. And then it became clear that this dog was specifically following him. And one day, she looked up at him at the starting line, and she ran 70 or 77 miles with him and finished the race with him and went into his tent and took a nap with him. And so they developed this really sweet bond, and he started to share his water and food with her. And he realized that, like, they found each other, and she was meant to be his and he was meant to be hers. And so he wanted to try to bring the dog back to Scotland with him. And unfortunately, there's a lot of expensive things that need to happen in order to transfer an animal from across country lines. And so it was like a $6,000 procedure to get all of that approved. He ended up raising $13,000 on a crowdfunder campaign to get the dog to Scotland so that he can have her by Christmas time. So I just thought that was so sweet and adorable, and I love that story.
Oh, that's really sweet. I just love the thought of that, and that the dog really found him, and she knew he's the one. She's
exactly
supposed to be with him. Wow.
And we'll post a link. There's a Huffington Post article about it, and we'll post that link in our show notes so you can check it out and look at the pictures of them together because they are super cute.
Oh, that's adorable. So you never know when or where you're going to find love in your life.
Yeah.
So that's really sweet.
And what a sweet little small miracle in his world, you know, like not something he was expecting, but like what a gift.
And that's pretty impressive. I mean, it's a huge feat for a human to run that far, but he's been training for it, I'm sure, for months, if not years. And then for this dog to just show up and be able to run that entire race across a desert, that's really phenomenal. It sounds like kind of a miracle dog.
Yeah, totally. So he named her after the desert, Gobi Desert. He named her Gobi, which is really cute.
Oh, that's really sweet. Well, it's interesting to me that, you know, little miracles like that show up in our lives, they come to us just like that in completely unexpected ways. Sometimes the last place you would even imagine that something amazing would happen. But on the other hand, the reason we're going to talk about our subject today being the obstacles that show up in life, because sometimes they also show up when we're not expecting them. Sometimes we feel like we've gotten really clear guidance to move forward with a project or to go ahead and do something that is waiting for us in the future, and we take steps toward it only to find huge obstacles that come our way that we weren't expecting. And And we can find ourselves feeling blocked just when we thought we were given guidance that we should do it. And so both Gia and I have experienced that, and we felt like it could be a good thing to talk about, because it can be a very confusing time when suddenly obstacles appear, even though you felt like you've had clear guidance to move forward with something.
Yes, that's exactly the distinction I wanted to make, is that this is an instance where we do feel like our intuition has guided us on this path. And so we're taking the right steps in the right direction according to our highest divine guidance. And so then it's so painful, and it doesn't make sense when that effort then gets blocked because we thought we were on the path, we were on the right track. As compared to maybe something that you never really considered, like I wouldn't say that, you know, I've never wanted to get a black belt in karate, so I would never try it, but that doesn't mean that I feel blocked from it, if that makes sense. So it's like this block and this obstacle is specifically something that you desperately want with all your heart and soul, and you know that you're meant to do it, and you know that you're meant to have it someday, but you're being blocked and you're being told it's not the time. And so I think that's it's a tough situation to be in, but there's some ways that we can take it as a reminder to kind of reframe the situation. So I was recently having a conversation with another musician friend of mine, and he was just saying, like, life is so hard as a musician. It involves so much failure. And, like, how do we deal with this failure? And then something clicked for me, and I said to him, you know what? Failure is just an opportunity to reframe your perspective on the situation, because you don't have to consider it a failure. It could just be an opportunity to do something differently, or to look at it a new way. So I think that when these obstacles come up, it might be an opportunity to just take a step back and shift perspective on the situation and think, you know what, maybe it's just a timing thing, or maybe there's more for me to learn about this before the timing will be right.
And I think that's perfect. I think that's exactly right. I love the idea of shifting perspective. And what I've been aware of too is that obstacles sometimes come up for me as an opportunity to let go of attachments, because sometimes when I get really clear guidance, I get a little overexcited about it. Because when I know, like, oh wow, yep, I'm totally being led in this direction, this is fantastic, I'm really excited to go there, then sometimes my mind takes off and starts creating visions of what the outcome will be of that, of going in that direction. So my mind conjures up like all these fantasies of what might happen in the future, and I start to become attached to them. And so sometimes I view obstacles as an opportunity to say, wait a second, just because I was guided to start this project doesn't mean that I know where it's leading me or where it will take me. I have to let go of all these fantasies that I have and the attachments that I'm creating around it so that this project can unfold on its own and not get distorted by my attachments and my desires for things to turn out a certain way.
Yeah, because it turns out that your attachments are actually in the way of it unfolding the way it's meant to, because it is a bit of a mystery. And so we might think we know how it's going to go, but our attachments to that prevent it from having its own, you know, creation experience.
And, yeah.
When I was talking to my friend about this failure issue as a musician, it was clear that, like, he was feeling fear around preventing failure. Like, there's all this pressure now and all this weight of, like, how do I prevent myself from failing? And I realized that by giving it so much weight, you're giving it power to scare you when it shouldn't. And it's your choice to make light of it and realize, like, this obstacle or this blockage doesn't have to mean failure. It doesn't even have to mean obstacle. It could just mean, okay, cool. This means it's time to retreat and focus on something else. Or, oh, this means it's time to work around this obstacle and keep moving. As opposed to making it, like, giving it so much weight and letting it be so heavy on our shoulders to mean, like, we've done something wrong and this is a failure. So I think we can really, like, learn to, like, be more light about it not let it be heavy on us, and use it just again as a sign of like, okay, something else is coming my way.
Yeah, and I love thinking of that analogy. It's as if you are literally driving down a highway and come across road construction and you can't keep going on the road that you're on. You have to take a detour because this construction project is an obstacle to going forward on the very same road that you're on. But if you're willing, I mean, you can stop your car and get upset and decide you're not going anywhere because you wanted to stay on the same road. But if you're willing to take the detour, you can go around that obstacle. You can maybe be led in a slightly different direction. Maybe you'll see different scenery or discover something else along the way. But you're still going to be moving forward. You're still going to be making progress. It's just not exactly on the same path that you thought you would be on.
Right. And, you know, only the ego would take it personally that the universe has its own timing and its own path. And I think when you can expand out into like the galaxy view and see everything from a much larger perspective, none of this is personal against us. The way the timing of things and the way that our journey manifests and unfolds, and just because we don't get the success we wanted right away, it's never a personal assault on us. And only the ego would think so. And so it's a good reminder, like if you're feeling attached to your success and you get blocked and you think, well, God hates me then, you know, like the universe wants me to fail and I'm no good. Just remember that that's only your ego's way of seeing things. And when you pull back and your soul knows, aha, that everything has perfect timing and I am just unfolding with this process. And so, again, this block or this obstacle is just serving as a reminder to let the timing of the universe guide me, to go with the flow, to release attachments to outcome, and to just see where you can see what is flowing around that obstacle. Like maybe, you know, you're completely blocked from writing your next book, or, you know, me from writing my next song or getting a gig, but there is a little bit of energy flowing toward, you know, writing a new blog on my website. And I'm like, okay, like this isn't what I wanted to work on. This isn't what I wanted to happen, but I feel energy toward this creative project. I'm going to curve this way, write this blog, and then keep going and see what happens with the music thing after that, or for your book, you know, something like that.
Yeah. And one thing I've recognized is that obstacles arise sometimes as an opportunity to work on my ability to trust that the universe is a good place, the universe is on my side, wants me to grow in the best way possible. And I have found myself at times when an obstacle comes up of temporarily going into a state of despair and just feeling completely hopeless, like, oh no, this is terrible. I thought something good was going to happen and now it's not going to, and this is terrible. I feel so bad. But that would make me wake up and think, wait, I'm not trusting and I'm going into despair because I've chosen it over trust. And I don't want to be in that state of mind. I want to be in a trusting place where I can say, I'm going to be patient and I'll go with this and see how it works out and trust that the right thing will come my way down the road.
Yeah. And doesn't that just feel so much better in your body to like, take a deep breath when like an obstacle comes up and just say like, I trust this and I don't need to know how it's going to unfold because I already trust that it's working out for my highest good. And then I think we can also, I think another key word is curiosity. So just being curious, like, oh, I wonder what this could mean. Like I'm feeling blocked from success or abundance on this particular issue. I wonder what that could mean. Like, what an interesting symbol, what an interesting sign in my life, as opposed to letting it drag you down into like despair and self-analysis and self-reflection of questioning all of your self-worth, you know, and your intuition and thinking there's something so wrong with you. Instead, just know, just trust, like I have made all of the best choices to my ability, the best of my ability up to this point. I've done my best. I've believed in myself and I trust in whatever else is coming my way. And so therefore, I'm just curious about, like, what could this mean? This is so interesting. I wonder what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that idea. And I think that's a curiosity. I think that's the perfect mindset for all of life in a way, because really life is a mystery. We really don't know for sure where we're headed or how it will unfold or what will happen next. I think that's a great state of energy to be in, to have that, like, to be fascinated all the time and curious about, oh, I wonder what will come next. I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what life brings me in the next moment.
And I think we can both say that, like, our ability to trust in our divine guidance and in the universe comes from developing a meaningful spiritual practice and a connection, a personal connection with the divine, and also from living life and having experiences where you thought everything was a disaster and going downhill, you thought everything was going to fall apart, only to find out that over time, after being patient, things worked out even better than you would have expected. So maybe what kind of advice do you think we could give to any listeners who maybe haven't developed that sense of trust yet and are looking for that guidance within of, like, who do I trust? How do I trust that everything's going to be okay?
Well, I think it's important in the beginning. I love that you also use the word patience, to know that it may take a while. Like, you may not find answers, you may not see clearly, and you may not know what's coming yet for a while. So use this as an opportunity to become more patient. And I think part of that process, I would recommend journaling. We always recommend that and talk about that, but mm-hmm. I think the journal is a perfect place to write all those disappointments down, to write about the obstacles and, like, oh, and even write about the feelings around it. Like, I'm feeling disappointed. I thought this might happen, but it didn't. And now I'm discouraged. Because it, once you express those feelings, then you can look at them on paper and realize, but wait, that's not the place I want to be. I don't want to be stuck in that feeling. I want to be in this place of higher energy and curiosity with life. And you can gradually help work yourself into a different energetic state about it.
Yeah. So being really mindful of the thoughts and the beliefs that you have is crucial to figuring out what energy are you vibrating at? What frequency are you at that's drawing, you know, experiences into your world? Do you want to focus on failure and fear, or do you want to lift above that and detach and focus on just curiosity and patience and trust and going with the flow with life? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree. Journaling is so crucial for getting to know yourself and getting to know your mind and all of the sort of the repetitive and habitual thought patterns that flow through your mind, and learning that you can cut those off at any time and you can choose new beliefs and start fresh.
Mm-hmm. And so that goes too for recognizing any attachments that you might have created around the guidance you've received. And have you created fantasies about the future and then become attached to them, and be willing to look for that, and then also separate from it and let go, release the attachment so that they themselves don't become part of the obstacle that's blocking you.
I just had another idea that could be kind of cool. Like, what if you had a little totem to remind you of the trust you have in the universe? Like, maybe you were having a hard day and you were walking and you found a feather, and that feather reminded you of, like, the breath of life and, like, we're all guided, you know, we have angels on our side. And maybe that feather becomes your totem to remind you in the really dark times of feeling blocked and feeling stuck and helpless that, like, you know, another feather is on its way, and maybe you just meditate with that feather and focus on feeling lighthearted and feeling like you can trust, you know, the flow and the guidance of your life.
Mm-hmm. And there was I just read this morning, it's really interesting. I just came across a quote by Rumi that I was thinking I could read that really fits this subject perfectly. So I'll just share that with everyone. It is, a new moon teaches gradualness and deliberation and how one gives birth to oneself slowly. Patience with small details makes perfect a large work like the universe. What 9 months of attention does for an embryo, 40 early mornings will do for your gradually growing wholeness. So I love that quote. I love the idea that patience with small details makes perfect a large work, and that sometimes when we feel that we're being blocked, it might be because we're trying to jump ahead too quickly. We're not being patient enough. We're not letting things unfold enough. And we need to go back to the small details and the small steps and just try to take the very next step instead of trying to leap ahead too fast.
Right. And yeah, and just focus on what's in front of you. Like, what are the small things that you could do in this moment to make small progress? Because maybe you do know that you're meant for this greatness, you know, but the universe is putting a stop on it for now because, like, yeah, like you said, Mom, maybe it's just not time. And the results will be much more favorable if you are patient and let it unfold than if you were to rush it and get involved in it now. And it doesn't mean that it's not meant for you. It's just not time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like Rumi says, you know, it takes 9 months for an embryo to develop, you know, into an infant. And we can, that's just built into the process of growth and development. And we can't rush through it. We have to allow it. And we want to allow it. We want our wholeness to have all the time it needs to develop.
Yeah, I remember the other day we were talking about how a business person would look at an obstacle coming up in the way of their business or their project or whatever they're creating. And, you know, when it's our own lives, we take everything so personally and so seriously, and like everything's a personal offense, you know, on our well-being. But when you have a business, you have to look at it in a lot more of a rational, logical mindset. Of, okay, so this ad campaign didn't work. I wonder what we could do differently that would sell this product better. So, you know, businessmen, businesswomen have to look at things in a very rational way and not get emotional about it, but see, like, the logic in the situation in order to be creative and move around whatever obstacle is there. So I think that's a good analogy to use. Like, we do want to be curious. We do want to be creative. In moving around our obstacles that come up in life. But I also think it's important to be careful because I think a business person would be so focused on their goal that that's all that they want. And I think in life and in spiritual progress, we have to be a little bit more open to what's meant to be and a little bit more okay with the unknown and the uncertainty of it all. And allowing there to be mystery, because like a businessman would want to know numbers, like how much money am I going to make from this? Exactly how successful is this going to be? And I think with life, we can't necessarily have those numbers. And it's a lot more fun when you don't need to count the numbers anyway. So maybe we can use that same analogy of like being creative, looking around for other ways that we can work with our goals. But at the same time, I think we have to be willing to let it all go, completely unattached from the outcome, and just say, you know, if that wasn't meant to happen, it's not meant to happen.
Yeah, you know, you just reminded me of like the huge time in my life when I thought I was being blocked. I thought I was being blocked from ever having a relationship because when I matched for my residency training program, which is where I somehow thought I will meet a husband during my residency training. And the program that I matched at was in Utah. And I was going there as a single non-Mormon woman doctor. And I thought, okay, that is a place I will never meet anyone. So the universe is totally blocking me from finding a relationship. It's not meant to be. The universe is telling me I'm going to be single for the rest of my life because it just put me in the very worst place to ever find anyone to date. And yet I got there. I stayed in the program. I got there and ended up, you know, meeting Larry, my husband, and Gia's dad. And, you know, who knew? I had no idea that that was going to happen. But that was one time when it clearly looked like the universe was giving me a huge message that I wasn't going to have a relationship, and yet it happened anyway.
And you know what's so funny? You know what's so funny about that is the other major time in your life that you felt blocked was actually leading up to that situation, which was when you didn't get into med school your first round.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And so you had to take a year off of pursuing your path as a doctor, which you've known your entire life you wanted to do. And that was a huge block from the universe, like, nope, not right now. And it seemed unclear, like, how could you not get into med school? You were, like, top of your class and, like, had everything together. But it just wasn't the right time. And it wasn't the right time because you were supposed to meet my dad in Utah the next time. You know, like, getting into med school the next year set you up on the right timing track to meet him. So
that's
it's so
true.
Funny how that was such a clear example of like the timing of things.
Yeah, so true. How did I leave that part out? I'm glad you remembered to mention that. In a way, when you look back on it, and that's one thing, you know, being my age now in life, I have the advantage of this long perspective of all these years and being able to see over time how things worked out. And you, as a younger person, you don't have as many years of experience to look back on, and you haven't seen as many of your obstacles working out and haven't seen how that happens. But that's one thing I enjoy about being older, is being able to look back and having that long trajectory of life and seeing over and over again how things ultimately do work out the way they're meant to be.
Right. So if you don't have a lot of evidence for that yet in your life, then just be patient and wait for the universe to show you that you can trust the path you're on and the guidance you're receiving. So if you find yourself struggling with the obstacles that are coming up for you, just try to remind yourself that you're only looking at it from a small perspective. And by raising your vibration and by getting out of that mindset and shifting your perspective, you can see it from above and see that, you know what, there's tons of possibilities here, and there's no need to attach to any one outcome, and there's no need to worry that you're being blocked permanently or there's something wrong with you. It's simply just a process, and the possibilities are endless, and things are going to work out beautifully. And it's actually, like I said earlier, more fun to not know exactly what's going to happen. It's more fun to let it unfold. It's so exciting when the mystery evolves into miracles and you get to enjoy the surprises along the way.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Like, think how boring life would be if every single thing that happened to us was totally predictable. If we already knew exactly what was coming our way for each day in the future, like, what would be the point then? And so the mystery is what makes life exhilarating and exciting adventure to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, I personally feel a lot better about my obstacles that are coming up.
Yeah, I'm glad
our
we were able to talk.
Has definitely taught me some things today.
Well, that's good to hear. Sometimes it's surprising how these topics for our podcast come up because of something we're experiencing exactly in that moment. So it gives us a chance to process what we're going through and talk it through.
And you know what? We all have so much wisdom. Like, we're both able to talk about this as if we're really good at it, but we both struggle with dealing with our obstacles. But we all have this wisdom within us, and we have to remember, like, we do know the right way. We do feel the guidance within us. And if we can quiet down the emotional worries of the ego and the mind, then we can all come back to that wisdom within that knows, like, all is well and all is working out the way it's meant to.
Yes, exactly. So I think that's probably our core message. It's first of all, we don't really have answers for anyone else. We're just like everyone. We're struggling each day along the way to recognizing our obstacles, trying to figure out what to do next and how to cope with that. But what we do want to share with you is that just like us, you can find the wisdom within yourself. You can find your own guidance, and you can be patient and develop trust. And so we want to encourage you and support you in that process.
Yeah, and if you're somebody who really believes in manifesting what you want to create, just remember that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken from manifesting. You are perfectly able to manifest. It's just that you're also co-creating with the higher guidance of the universe. And so sometimes what you'd like to manifest isn't meant to be in this time. And the other half of that team, which is the universe, has to be on board with it. And so if you're trying to manifest something and it gets blocked, just know that there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that there's a higher path, or there's a divine timing that is also guiding you. And so just take that as a cue to remember to be curious, shift your perspective, come back into trust and patience, and let it evolve.
Oh, exactly. That's beautiful wisdom, Gia. So you and I are both going to take our own advice over the next few days and
yep.
work on those very, work on those for ourselves. So
yeah.
I feel like that's a great way to end our conversation today. That's a perfect point. And I wanted to mention that I will share this Rumi quote in our show notes. The webpage is it'sjustlifepodcast.com. And this is episode number 20, so you can go there to check it out. And you can read the quote, and then we'll share the link to the Huffington Post article, right?
Yes. Yeah. Go read about Gobi and her new owner.
So I just want to thank you for... Thank you for joining us today. It's always fun to have these conversations and to share them with all of our listeners out there.
Yes, write us a comment if you'd like to. Tell us your story or any questions you might have, and we'd love to address that in our next episode. And hope you guys have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening. We're sending you guys lots of love and hope and peace.
Yeah, and be sure to tune in every Friday for a new episode. And until the next time, take care and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to It's Just Life podcast. Be sure to tune in to our weekly episodes, share them with your friends, and leave us a comment. Until next time, remember, it's just life.